WFAI.com.
540 AM, New Berlin's choice for News Talk Radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
Hey, hey, Mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
And we're back this week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Alderman for Life Don Brown, or I guess we can say Alderman of the Airwaves here in Waukesha, coming to you live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios. And I am here with Athletic Director Dan Schreier of Waukesha South. And is there any truth to the rumors that you want to make the song we just heard, Black Dog by Led Zeppelin, as the fight song, the official fight song for Waukesha South? Any truth to those rumors?
I would love that. I mean, more Led Zeppelin. We need more Led Zeppelin all the time.
We need to get the lead out. Yeah. So, terrific. So, but on a more serious note, Dan was asking me who our guest is going to be next week. And we are proud to have Mary Berg, who is the Recreation Services Manager for the Waukesha Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Department. And by now, many of you have received in your mailboxes the beautiful magazine of all the great recreation programs for kids of all ages, mm-hmm. Birth to 99, to take advantage of. And Mary's going to come in here and talk about that. She's going to try to cram it all in 1 hour, so I wish her best. But we're also talking, too, Dan, that you have a pretty good relationship with our Parks Department and the city in terms of forming partnerships and supporting each other and the different programs. And if you could comment on that.
Yeah, so our relationship has really grown over the last year. But, you know, when I was coaching tennis, we don't have tennis courts up at South High School anymore. Back in the 90s, they did. But we now play at Higher Park, which is owned by the Park and Recs Department. So we work together pretty closely over the last 12 years, not only through our high school program, but we have a drill program in the summer at Higher Park, which has anywhere from 100 to 200 kids playing tennis in the summer. We helped staff their Park and Rec tennis programs, which are all across the city. And now this year, obviously, with me stepping into the athletic director role, we are in constant communication about baseball fields and softball fields. We play down at Roberta Park for JV softball. We play at Prairie and Frame Park, obviously, for varsity baseball and JV baseball. So we're in pretty constant contact, especially this spring, because the fields have been pretty saturated. It's been a rough spring. So we're always connecting about, you know, what can be used and how long it's going to take to get ready and things like that.
Yep. Well, and one thing we can feel good about it, and I can pat myself in the back on this without trying to break my arm, but the new turf at Frame Park and the Mendiola soccer fields. As a council member, I helped approve that loan.
Oh, awesome.
And, I think it's paying for itself already, given that we're able to get all these games in and that you just got a great surface.
Yeah.
You can have, we could have as many different games and teams playing there without really beating up the turf.
So. Right. I mean, Frame it's an awesome place to watch a baseball game. You know, we would love to get a baseball stadium around South High School. We'd love to get something on our field or around the school district. That said, going to Frame is awesome. The turf is great. I don't know if the boys are always excited when we have them playing in 30 degrees or playing in snow earlier in the year, but to be able to play games when the weather is the way it is, I think is positive. You know, we have a limited amount of time and we've got to play baseball games.
Sure, sure. Yeah, and that's terrific. And, you know, it was great seeing you the other night along with City Administrator Kevin Lehner was there. His two boys are on the varsity team. And so same thing. It's good to see that there's a real strong, I guess, partnership and collaboration between the South Athletic Program and our city and our leadership.
Yeah, I was fortunate to have both of Kevin's kids in AP Calculus last year. They're phenomenal, phenomenal young men. They're really fun to watch play. And Kevin and I have connected, you know, previously, but then in the new role, obviously, we talked a little more about what we can do to continue to build that relationship. And we've even talked about, like, what plans could we have moving forward that might help.
Sure. yeah,
build up spaces and build up opportunities for kids to play.
Terrific. Yeah, and that means everything. And you know, one thing, again, talking about what I believe is become a really tight culture and a lot of spirit among the different sports programs is when we were at the varsity game on Thursday night, Kevin was explaining that the seniors got to pick the walkout songs for some of the players, and it's all in good fun. And one of their young prodigies, I say, is I know he's a pitcher, and he pitched as I forget Tannis's last
name. Tannis Lang.
Yeah, and I guess he's also an exceptional math student.
Yep.
Like, genius. And so I forget the song that the kids, it's a number song.
It's a number song. I honestly couldn't name it.
Playing and you hear the story behind it, and it's hilarious. And Tommy Krinkle, the first baseman, the other night, not Thursday, but on another night, they had the Thomas the Tank Engine song playing. And, last night, I didn't understand they had Star Wars, so I'd be interested in seeing what the backstory is behind that for Tommy.
They're creative kids, and Tannis's older brother Kelius is a tennis player. He was a freshman in AP calculus, just like Tannis. They really smart kids, work hard. His older brother Kelius was just named a Cole scholarship winner too. Wow. So achieving in the classroom and on the athletic fields is a big part of high school, right? And giving them the opportunities to do those things. So
And they proved that in spades. And one more thing about South baseball before I jump over to other great student athlete accolades is we're obviously very pleased to see Eric Teagues came in relief.
Yep.
And we've seen a lot of him pitching. He's still not able to hit or play the field yet because of his recovery program. And having seen him in previous years and even having the opportunity to coach him for a couple of games, I could he can play anywhere and he can certainly hit. So we're really looking forward to that. But as it is right now, it's still very much a big victory for South baseball in the community that young man's out there and he's competing.
Absolutely.
So,
to see some of the pictures from after the parade, and I can't imagine the amount of rehab and the tough times that he has persevered through. But watching him pitch is every time is just really exciting and awesome. Mm-hmm. Seeing him throwing brings a little joy to, I think, everybody watching. And I think he looks great on the mound. Yeah, I'm really excited about what the next couple of years are going to look like for him.
No doubt. So, and I'm sure Eric does well in the classroom as well. And, we wanted to talk about, too, we had a proclamation for the basketball team.
Correct.
The mayor gave the basketball team a proclamation. And not only for winning the Classic 8 and coming from just, like, one game away from making state, but the fact that I think the team – GPA was like a 3.4, if I remember correctly.
A little above 3.4.
And then there were four kids that were like 3.8 and higher.
Mm-hmm. And I think eight above 3.5.
So, and again, that's terrific because, I mean, you hear this, but it's just like, I'd love to hear your how or your why. Like, being in sports, being in extracurricular activities also supports your academic work. We know that music does.
Yep.
Tell us how sports does, in your opinion.
Well, I mean, going back to one of the questions you had earlier about, building up the youth programs, and at times I talk about making us competitive in the Classic 8, but really the big goals are to teach the whole student, right? To make sure they're engaged, to find ways for them to be successful. I mean, sport teaches you so much. It teaches you mental toughness, organizational skills. Yeah. It helps with communication skills. It helps you set goals. And I think those things obviously carry over to the classroom then. If you can get in that mindset where, to be a high caliber competitor every given day, you have to be able to do those things in other areas of life, whether it's work or family or the classroom. And, it is as fun as it is to see our basketball players winning on Tuesday nights, it was also fun to see them in the school on a Wednesday after a game and connect with them about what class they were going to or what they were doing in math class or just to see them also succeeding there and knowing that those things are just as important to them.
Yeah.
As the basketball pieces.
Yeah. So, I was making a little joke there with Frankie Falco about the high school wrestling what they call the fake wrestling, jokingly. But one thing I do know from my own friends in high school, there's a lot of sacrifice, maybe more so than any other sports, because of keeping weight.
Like
I knew guys that were linemen in football that were relegated to eating lettuce sandwiches and so they can make weight. And that sacrifice, in addition to the rigid practice routines and all the other sports, same thing. that helps complement, if you know, it helps you get organized, I think, but it also gives you that that mental toughness, as you said, yep, keeping you focused on all the other things that are important.
And that's a really tricky piece, you know. Also, a huge celebration for our wrestlers. We sent 6 to sectionals this year. We had 2 qualify for individual state. 1 student, Jimmy Wallenberg, he's a junior. He'll be back next year, hopefully, for a great senior year. You know, we also have to keep into consideration all the time athletes' well-being and mental wellness. And that's a tough thing when they're juggling so many different aspects in school and work and athletics. So to be able to do all those things, I think, in the long run can really benefit them, but we also have to keep that in mind when we're working to push students towards their goals.
Absolutely. That sounds great. So, well, as you can tell by the song, we're going to be going to a break, but stick around. Lots to talk about with the number one, the top black shirt dog, Dan Schreier, South Athletic Director. Lots more to discuss, so don't go away. This Week in Waukesha continues.